We just kick it off with general thoughts coming off the 500, the first mile and a half track here at Las Vegas.
Yeah, you know, really excited. Always this time of year is fun. Leaving Daytona with a solid finish and get to the West Coast to see where you really stack up. A lot of mile and a halves in our series, so this is pretty important. And this is a good kind of measurement or tool because this place is a little bit everything. It's a little rough. It has one corner that is a little smoother than the other, and the grip level fades as you run, so it kind of wears tires. So you kind of see that at, it's a good mixture right in the middle of all the mile and a half that we go to. So, I'm excited to get on the track with our Camaro ZL1 1LE and see what we got.
Thank you, Austin. If you have a question for Austin, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic. Start over here to Jim.
Jim Utter, Motorsport.com. Austin, there were several instances last season on these 1.5-mile tracks and showed a lot of speed, particularly in qualifying. I know you worked on that throughout the season to try to transfer that to race day. You don't get track testing in the off season, but with the new Camaro and any simulation stuff that you guys done, do you feel you're in a better position to start the season?
Yeah, you know, that was a direction that some of the people at RCR thought that was the way to go, and obviously it showed speed in qualifying, but didn't race well, and we were trying our hardest to make it race well, and it just never really worked out for us last year. I would say our best race of the year was our last race of the year at Homestead, where we consistently ran inside the top 10 the whole race, drove from 22nd to the top 10 by the first segment, and was able to maintain there. We've based most of our stuff this offseason off of that car and that design. And just trying to make it better. I personally feel like at these mile and a half, there's a very good, like, happy medium place that you got to find in qualifying to make yourself feel good going in the race. I don't want to be the pole guy most of the time. It was worked at Michigan, I think, by Joey Logano. I don't know how many pole sitters actually won last year. Maybe Harvick was one of them. But I think with the direction we've got, we're not really focused on qualifying as much, and I think that's a good thing. If we qualify on the pole, we weren't trying to, but that'd be nice if that happens. We've done, I don't know, our data is wrong.
Go to Mark and then Jenna.
Mark Arrow, PRN. Austin, just want to know your thoughts after you saw Ryan Newman's crash last week. You've had obviously a crash that was every bit as bad as that at Daytona. Just wonder what your thoughts were about that.
Well, obviously, it was definitely weird leaving the track and getting on the plane, and everybody on the plane. And I was on with my grandfather and our family. We said a prayer before we took off for Ryan, and just the eeriness of the whole situation with the tarps coming out and not knowing was definitely, I guess, eye-opening as a driver. Just to think, you know, you get out there and. After I tore down the fence and walked out immediately, no, nothing. I definitely felt like these cars are the safest things out there. I'm good, but it just goes to show you can be impacted in the wrong way and it can be compromised. It's just we're going 200 miles an hour around each other, and sometimes force just overtakes what we know is safe. You know what I mean? So, very happy that Ryan walked away and. Walked out of the hospital like he did with those two girls. And, man, I'm, you know, it definitely makes you stop and think about it a little bit, but definitely still proud of what NASCAR has been able to do and move our sport and the safety of our sport, because that's probably the worst place you could possibly get hit where he got hit. And for him to be recovering already, it's really a good sign.
How do you tell people how do you get back in a race car? How did you get over – having such a wreck like that and having to do it all over again?
For me, it was, you know, I'd go a while without wrecking, and every now and then it was a good thing when you wrecked. It was like, all right, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? Get back in and you got more confidence the next time you're back in the car. When you have one like that, I don't know, it might take a easing into it a little bit, you know, but we're race car drivers. What we've done, he's wrecked probably as hard or harder in a midget in his lifetime, I'm sure, flipping, and it's part of what we do. We put ourselves in that situation knowing what we're getting ourselves into, and I know when I went to Kentucky the next week, I just got in there and ran. I wasn't sore. I was ready. Only thing I had done during the week is talk more about it, you know. So it was just it's part of what we do as race car drivers, and I think that's why people come watch us. I mean, we do put our lives on the line for this stuff, and we love it, and it's engaging for the fans to see. You know, it's dangerous, and that's part of it. It's part of the sport.
Jennifer,
AP. Hey, Austin, you sort of addressed this in the first part of your question when you said you thought these cars, after your accident, and you thought these cars were the safest they could be. You had jumped out of your car after your wreck. Carl Edwards jumped out of his car. Kyle Larson jumped out of his car. Do you think that that the sport had gone so long with bad accidents and guys just get out of their cars that there was maybe a little bit of desensitivity to, like...
For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to point it. Just, you get numb to it a little bit because, you know, people just jump out of the cars. I mean, a really bad one with Larson's last year, like you were talking about, we watched it in the safety meeting before the 500, and you just watch it, and you still hear the, ooh, that looked like it hurt, but it's not like it's nothing. You just kind of, okay, you know, it's safe enough. It's just going to be a little sore the next day. But then you watch how long it took Ryan to get out, and the amount of people that it took to get him out, and the safety workers doing their job, it definitely makes you think differently about it, for sure.
Well, Bob, then Ron.
It can happen, I guess, is the next thing is part of it. And you never think about that, but it's like, man, you can actually get hurt.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. Have you been able to text or talk to Ryan? He is a former teammate of yours.
Yeah, I shot him a text. I said, never been so glad to see a picture of you. And I'm going to call him probably this week, but I'm sure he's been super busy. Somebody said they talked to him. That was with the other day. It was something funny, though. That was Luke Lambert, his crew chief. I saw him getting on the plane, and Luke told me that he had talked to him, and it was like, same old Ryan, he's good to go. He's being his normal self, what he was talking.
And do you feel like, does there need to be any sort of bar added anywhere to potentially prevent anything catastrophic in a wreck like that?
Well, I think we can add a lot of bars and different structural things, but the way the bars are mounted in the car right now, I don't know because I haven't seen the chassis. I haven't looked at the chassis, and I'm not the engineers that NASCAR has hired to do that. But I'm sure they will take – they've done a really good job, even after my wreck. You know, my wreck, my feet were exposed after that wreck, and that's why they put that whole steel box in the bottom. I was kind of bummed they didn't name it the AD box or the Dillon box or something like that, because everybody else has the Newman bar, the Earnhardt – okay, AD box, because I made a heck of a wreck, you know. Yeah, you know, usually we update stuff pretty – I think NASCAR does a good job of seeing the crash, going over it, and making sure that they add bars that don't make the car any more rigid but just help the structure of the chassis. So if there is a way to make it better, they will. I feel like even before they're quick enough that we could do it before the next speedway if there's something that could be done.
Ron, you're good. And then we'll go to Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. Obviously, what happened left everybody shaken, but the end result now, when we get a few weeks from now, do you think this will leave drivers ultimately even more bold and feeling like invincible or something after seeing that, wow, he can even walk away from that? What can happen, you know?
I don't think any more bold. I feel like speedway racing is as wild as it can get, you know what I mean? Because you know what's on the line when you get down to the end of the race, and you literally just kind of shut everything off, you know. Denny Hamlin does a really good job of putting himself in great situations. So, you know, that's probably the best book to read to figure out how to win and not get crashed. But, I mean, he's crashed in them too before, so everybody does. Everybody, you have streaks, and it's like before the race, Larson came up to me. I was like, well, I guess you used all your luck up in the clash and the duel. I was like, easy, man, come on. I hope I got a little bit more left for the 500, but – you know, it's part of what the speedway racing is, and I think there's a group of fans that love the speedway racing because of that. But to answer your question, I don't think it'll change the way we drive to make us any more bold. I think we're already as bold as we can get when we wreck half the field.
Any further questions for Austin? Wrap it up with Mark.
Mark Carroll, PRN. Austin, you mentioned a moment ago about adding a bar but didn't want to make it any more rigid. Is that a potential problem that you just don't want these cars? You know, we've had situations where they've been too rigid and drivers have been injured. So
yeah, I think that's what NASCAR is good at. I mean, they've recorded a lot of data over time, and the box that we have in the car that records the amount of force that we hit, and discussing that with the drivers. But I mean, that's why they hire the people they do to make these cars safe. And you don't just slap a bar in there because you see one side of it compromised. You got to figure out why it was compromised and go about it the right way to make it better. So it takes time, but I mean, they're good enough, like I said, that by the time we get to another one of those places that we got to go 200 miles an hour, that there'll be, if there's an update that we can make better, I would say.
Back to Davey.
Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Austin, I was just looking at your Instagram. I think you guys have decided on a name for your upcoming child.
Yeah, we got a name. It's Ace RC Dylan. So pumped about it. And RC, obviously, for my grandfather.
Go here.
Ace? Well, my logo has always been Ace of Spades. My grandfather always said, like, Ace in the hole. So I was like, that's a good time to make my kid the ace in the hole. So hopefully he's better than me.
Guess you could say he's the flying ace soon.
Yeah, flying ace is whatever.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Share a little bit. You already have one race under your belt with a new teammate. But what has Tyler Reddick brought to the Cup Series? Obviously being graduated from Xfinity, winning back-to-back championships with two different teams. It's obviously something not very easy. So,
yeah, I know. I really like his mentality. I feel like Tyler doesn't let things bother him at all. It's nice to see someone that is just very positive. And if he hits the wall, it's just like, okay, come in, we'll fix it. We're going to go fast again. You know, I've seen him do it multiple times in Xfinity Series where he isn't flustered or bothered. He takes it on the chin and keeps moving. And as a rookie coming into the Cup Series, that's kind of things that you're going to have, growing pains, and I feel like you'll handle him well. I think you'll see it over the season. He's a strong competitor. We work out together, so it's nice. We worked out this week and watched the race while we were working out. It's pretty cool hearing what he thinks of his thoughts on it. And also, he's just he's very talented at getting up on the top of the track and finding grip. So I think some of these places that you see the top come in, he'll be one of those guys that does well with that.
Any final questions for Austin? Tremendous. Austin, good luck this weekend. Thanks so much for the time.
All right. Thank you, guys.